Markets are up, markets are down all week. And where are we today? We have with us Larry Kudlow. Larry, we're talking about the economy, and we're talking about the employment numbers. We're way off today. What's going on?
Well, it was a weird number because non-farm payrolls, the business establishment, was way under. But the other hand, the household employment was fabulous, up 1.1 million. And the household is really more important because that's where the unemployment rate comes from. And unemployment fell to 4.2%. That's very strong. And wages were up very nicely. Hours worked were up very nicely. Participation rate was up nicely. And the employment to population ratio. So it was a weird number. I think that payroll number is a phony number because there was a seasonal adjustment brought it down by 800,000. That's never happened before in the history of the series. So nobody really knows what that means. But on the whole, it was a pretty good number. On the whole,
are we talking seasonal adjustment? That means that you hire people just for Christmas?
No. The Bureau of Labor Statistics has seasonal adjustments to take out certain glitches. And yes, you know, around Christmas season, back to school, things like that. And it just looks to me like they vastly underestimated. So I'm not sure why that is. It's a glitch. But when you see the unemployment rate coming down, I mean, look, in the last 3 months, the unemployment rate's come down from 5.2% to 4.2%. That's a nice number. And the participation rates have gone up. I mean, the economy's pretty strong. To be honest with you, the economy's pretty strong. I know a lot of people are politicizing this number because of the non-farm payrolls, but actually it's a misleading number. The economy is quite strong. You're going to have a big fourth quarter, probably up 9 or 10% in the fourth quarter. And unfortunately, the inflation rate is going to also be up about 7 or 8%. So it's going to be wild. It's like an inflationary boomlet that we're having.
Understood. Now, it looks like the markets, the stock market, interest rates are down again. The market doesn't know if to zig or zag. It's been going down, then has some strength, goes back up again. I think it's going to be a great quarter for our companies. What say you?
I agree. Look, profits are booming, okay? I mean, absolutely booming. Like 25% year-on-year gains for the S&P 500. And that's a tremendous, tremendous number. That's why whatever's going on with Omicron and worries about lockdowns, which I don't think are going to pan out, at least what we know now, it's people who get symptoms, they're very light symptoms. So let's hope that stays the case. I don't know for sure, obviously. But profits are huge, John. That's a good sign for the stock market. And I'll tell you what else is a good sign, a really good sign. This big government socialist bill from Biden, taxing and spending and no workfare and Green New Deal and all the rest of it, which is so unpopular around the country, the bill will not get done. Hear me out. It will not get done this year. Not.
That is phenomenal.
That's a strong prediction.
Right. That is going to push it into next year. There's going to be a pause. And the movement into next year means the chances of the bill going through are dropping, falling. Save America, kill the bill. That's been my mantra for the last couple of months. And I think that's what's going to happen. I mean, once you get into next year and, you know, the midterm elections and you look at the polls, all the polls show people think spending goes as inflation. They want workfare, not welfare. They do not want to destroy the fossil fuel industry because they know oil and gasoline prices are going sky high. They don't want to provide welfare for illegal immigrants. There are a number of very nasty proposals in there that are extremely unpopular, like 60 to 70% opposition. So You've still got Manchin fighting and Sinema on the Democratic side. I think there's some other Democrats who are going to have a hard time voting for this.
Are they going to, Larry, are they going to surface? Or are the other Democrats going to surface?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know the question, the answer to that, Governor. I don't know. We talked tonight. I don't know if you remember, Rick. Do you remember the book series when we were kids called Where is Waldo?
Yes.
Remember Where is Waldo? Well, in this case, it's the senator from Arizona. He's Waldo, not Sinema, but the other one, whose name I can't remember at the moment.
Kelly?
Mark Kelly, thank you. So this is a guy who has not uttered one peep about the bill. Now, he's up for re-election, and he has very weak polls. Well, he hasn't said one peep about the bill. He's in hiding.
Well, Larry, this is David Patterson. It's my opinion that Democrats gave the first year to Biden, even with all of these things that have just gone the wrong way. Once we get into 2022, they have to start thinking about themselves. And when they start thinking about themselves, a few of them are going to get together, and that's going to be the end of that legislation, because where there are two opponents in the party right now, I think there'll be six or seven by February. I guarantee it.
That could be. I mean, I think that's very sensible and logical, because you look at these swing seats. And as I said, you've got Senator Waldo from Arizona, but you've also got Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. You got the gal in Las Vegas, Nevada. Those are swing seats that are going to go Republican. They can't vote for this. So I think the bill's dead. But right now, I can tell you with certainty, it will not pass between now and year end. And I regard that as a very good thing, because, frankly, if the bill did go through, it would do great damage to our economy.
Well, we got a minute or two left. What else would you like to tell Americans? Christmas is coming.
Keep working in the bill. Look, I think without politicizing numbers, you look at these. The economy is very strong. Look, John. The ISM manufacturing index, very strong earlier this week. Today we had ISM services, very strong, big, strong numbers. Unemployment claims have collapsed. There are virtually no layoffs occurring in the economy. People are moving around to get higher paying jobs. You're in a very strong economy right now. So assuming and hoping and praying that this Omicron thing is not, you know, far-reaching and causes a lockdown. You've got a strong economy, and the Federal Reserve is going to end QE. They're going to stop buying bonds much sooner, probably by January, February. They'll raise their target rates much sooner, as they should. They should have stopped buying bonds 6 months ago. Now, I think that might hurt the stock market in the very short run, but it's just a blip on the screen as long as profits are rising. So, you know, we'll see. Inflation is, you know, that's the horse that left the barn, and it's going to be hard to get it back in. It's not so much pandemic inflation, what I call small inflation. It's now monetary inflation from too much government spending and too much money printing. So Jay Powell's got to take care of that. If he doesn't, John, then all hell's going to break loose next year.
We all agree. Well, Larry Kudlow, you're on Saturday morning between 10 o'clock and 1 o'clock, and you recap the news for the economy for the entire week on WABCRadio.com and 770 in the tri-state area. Thank you so much, and you keep doing a great job for the people of America. Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take a break.